The issue of raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour has dominated headlines in Seattle ever since Shama Sawant won a city council seat last fall. She's been pushing for the increase. Executives of large corporations have been quiet about the idea, even as small business owners have started speaking out against it. Schultz says their concerns are valid.
I wouldn't want to see the unintended consequences of job loss as a result of going that high. That would not be the case at Starbucks, but I suspect that most companies, especially small and mid-sized companies, would not be able to afford it.
Studies have shown that minimum wage increases do not lead to significant job loss, though big wage hikes haven't been well researched. Schultz says Starbucks already starts employees at higher than minimum wage and offers health insurance to part-timers who work 20 hours a week or more. City Council member Sawant has proposed requiring large companies to start paying $15 an hour starting in January. But for small businesses and nonprofits, she proposes phasing in that higher wage over 3 years. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.